Well, one thing is for sure, after COVID-19 and the pandemic, there's going to be a lot of change. A lot of businesses are going to close. A lot of businesses are going to have to adapt. People are going to have to adapt. In fact, we found out Friday morning that nobody's spending money. Savings rate's 33% in this country. They got to find some reason to go out and spend money. Now, there is a man who knows about change and how leaders can change. Al Como is somebody we first met with American Airlines, and then there was Travelocity, which I announced as Travelocity when it was spun off from American Airlines. He's done time at GE, and he is also an author. And he's got a brand new book out called Change the Management: Why We as Leaders Must Change for the Change to Last. Al Como joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me, David.
You know, you could have had a pronouncer, and I wouldn't have gone on the air and announced this new company created called Travelocity. I'm never gonna forgive you for that. So in reading your book, you make the point that the CEOs, the leaders, are gonna have to not dictate change. They're gonna have to get in and actually change themselves. But this is always true. There's a lot of change going on. But my goodness, with the pandemic, it's got to be going up geometric.
Yeah, it's interesting because there are a lot of people, futurists and others, who are out there sort of predicting specifically what's going to happen with the pandemic. I think back to other times in my life, in your life, when we've seen some inflection point like this. Nothing as big as this, but my gosh. So the 1991 Gulf War, I like to talk about how everybody talked about the next big thing, these futurists. The next big thing was GM was going to have the Hummer, and it was going to take sales, sales were going to take off, and the Hummer was going to be the next big thing. Believe it or not, that was sort of what people were predicting at the time, but because the military used it. But the thing that now no one predicted at the time, and now everyone uses in their everyday life, was something that came out of the Gulf War. It was called Global Positioning Systems, GPS, right? We watched the missiles that had cameras on their noses, and the military would say, "Hey, this one's getting ready to hit that brown building in the third window on the left," and boom, it would. And
Exactly.
now every day we see these things that are changing. GPS is doing all kinds of things for us, but we could have never predicted at the time. And the same thing's true right now. We can't really predict, what's going to happen, except, and it's sort of a fool's errand to predict, except I'm going to be foolish and make one prediction. There will be change.
Well, but
There
I
will be
mean,
change.
I mean, I just think about it. It seems like the whole thrust of business, the last few years, whether it's, WeWork or these, organizations where everybody's sitting around a big table and working together and kibitzing together. And now, if people go back to work, they're going to be forced to be separate. And in fact, they're even talking about not going back to work, and everybody's going to work from home. I would think it would be hard for the same leader who led this gangs all here attitude toward business to somehow find a way to adapt or change and operate with people spread out over hell's half acre.
But we have to. And there's certain things that we have to do as leaders to help our people get there, right? So our people may already be there, and we have to get ourselves there. But certain things are going to happen to us that aren't necessarily these, changes in the way we work every day. It may be something like, I think about a cement company. Somebody's working from home, and they suddenly, because of that, they have some insight that they would have never had if they were sitting at the same office every day. So they'll come up with something new, and company B, their competitor, will either find itself, one, company A has to take advantage of this opportunity. So they have to figure out how to change their organization around this opportunity that arises. Company B, if 18 months later, if company A is having a good time with this, they're suddenly having to change their people. And so it is something that we have to get our arms around as leaders, because the big question about change is, one, is are our organizations capable of it? And the answer to that is are we as leaders capable of?
Yeah, because I mean, that's what occurs to me, is there's going to be a lot of change in the ranks of CEOs.
Well, that's possible too. And my book's titled Change the Management, but it's really a play on change management, which says, hey, the one thing that has to change if the change is going to last is us, we as leaders. And so hopefully we can change ourselves by looking at what needs to be done. And instead of sort of edicting change, which 80% of people today, according to Gartner, edict change. They do change by fiat. And it's natural because we're problem solvers. We rise up through an organization as problem solvers, but we want to go to our people and tell them what the change is. But that's exactly the opposite of what works in change. You've got companies like Pixar. They went to their people asking them how to get a 15% reduction in costs. Well, they went to their people and they asked them and they let them, you know, give ideas online. They held a one-day session just to try and figure out, you know, one day off where they closed the whole thing down. And they asked everybody, what do you want to talk about? Well, some of these topics had one or two sessions. There was one topic that had seven sessions. They wanted a 15% cut in costs. The topic that seven sessions worth of people wanted to talk about was, how do we get 40% a reduction in costs? That's what we have to do. We have to lead very differently if we're going to change, because if we're going to be successful at change, you can edict change all you want and people will comply. They'll smile, but they really want to hit you.
Well, you know, the thing is, lately, I mean, obviously everybody's trying to get skinny, but it seems like in the way the announcements are being made, it's usually management coming out and saying, we're taking a, you know, 15%, 50%, whatever, you know, wage reduction across the board, you know, through top management. And it starts with me, the CEO. Oh, and by the way, we're cutting your salary too. But at least, I guess, they're leading by example.
Yeah, no, that's right. And, you know, you see leaders doing it in a lot of different ways. But the one thing that you can get more out of your people is if they are the ones who are helping to create the change, right? So if you go to your people and you say, how do we do this? And I know people have hair on fire moments, but I've got lots of executives who are, you know, getting dismantled by the internet. And yet they took their time and asked their people what they could do. And they became great companies because of it, because they took their time and they asked their people, what is it that we need to do? They pulled their people to and through the change rather than pushing change on their people. It's a very different approach. It can't be something where we do it from a conference room looking at KPIs and whether they're green or red or yellow. We have to get our hands dirty and get involved in the change. And that's proven out again and again and again.
It'll be fascinating to sit back now and look, well, maybe a year back, and look back at now and what's happened over the year, because you know there's going to be a lot of change. And like I say, how many CEOs can read your book and make the adaptation? Al Como is the former executive at Travelocity, at GE, at American Airlines, and now an author of Change the Management, Why We as Leaders Must Change for the Change to Last. We wish you all the luck in the world with the book. Thanks a lot for the time, Al.
And thank you, David.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Como, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080, KRLD.